Page 10, Voting Instructions. Review the ballot packet. It should contain at least the following items: a printed ballot, a pre-addressed return envelope, secrecy sleeve, insert for ballot drop sites. If any items are missing, please contact Marion County Clerk Elections. Important ballot information. If a ballot has been delivered to your address and it is addressed to someone who does not live at your address, number one, mark through the address like this, and it shows a slash through the address label. Number two, return to your mailbox, post office, or letter carrier. Notify Marion County Clerk's office before voting the ballot delivered to you if your name is different than that on the label, or your residence address has changed, or you have added, deleted, or changed a mailing address. To make sure your vote counts, use a black or blue ink pen. Completely fill in the box to the left of your choice. To vote on a measure, complete the box next to either yes or no, like this, and it shows the box being filled in. To vote, use a black or blue ink pen to completely fill in the box to the left of your choice. To correct a mistake, draw a line through the entire measure response or candidate's name. You then have the option of making another choice. To vote for a write-in, to vote for a candidate not printed on the ballot, fill in the box provided to the left of write-in and print the first and last name of your choice on the line. Important to remember, your return envelope must be received by 8 p.m. election night or postmarked by November 8th, or it will not be counted.